Good morning, Rabbi Isaiah. A good chodesh. Living in Shmasim Imerosi Rusbas Mordechai. Rabbi Isaiah, Shalom Aleichem. How you doing? A bunch of people ask me, they're like, what are you, a missionary? What's going on here every day? So I got to tell you, I'm very, very passionate about this. In fact, I went from having a successful business and being part of it on a daily basis and traveling, even when I moved to Eretz Yisrael, traveling once a month and being there for a week, to dropping it like a hot potato for one reason. For one reason. To bring more Yidden closer to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam through Torah. To bring more people to Torah. That's it. Now, I'm not asking anybody here to drop their business. And I'm not even asking people to leave their work 5 minutes earlier. I'm just saying, if you see your friend in the street, you're having to bump into somebody, tell them that they could change their life. That's it. How hard is it? There's a lot of people that just sit on the wayside and say, okay, whatever happens, happens. And there's people that go out of the way. Now you're going to tell me, Val, you don't know anybody. You tried. So how is it that Yeshua Aaron Price every single day brings one more guy to this year? How's it pop? He could do it and you can't do it. Shalom Aleichem. Me personally, every time I meet a new guy, every single time I meet a new person, the first thing I say is, Shalom Aleichem, what your name? Do you do the daf? Yeah, it's a little busha. It's embarrassing. Who's that? Stam happens to be there. Gary's putting it on there. Okay, good. You guys are not paying attention. Shimchi, you brought somebody new to this year? Who? Two people. Okay, you can continue watching. Seder. You know who else brought a new person? I just got an email. You.
I brought a new person.
That's what it says in the email. Maybe he doesn't know what he's talking about, but I was shocked. I was shocked. To this year, I mean, I thought you'd be starting another share.
What? I meant the other show.
Yesterday I met a guy in Mincha. Seriously, true story. Shalom Aleichem, what's your name? He tells me his name. I said, you know, right into it. Do you do Daf Yomi? Oh, you're that guy. You're Ellie. Yeah, I do Daf Yomi. I go to another share. But my daughter does your share, he tells me. Promise me. My Sashalia.
This feels so good.
Yeah, she's in seminary, he says. And she's been doing it since bracha. She hasn't missed a day. She asked Rishos. She says she asked me Rishos. That's what he told her. She asked me Rishos. It's fine. Hi, guys from Yerushalayim. How you doing, Yaakov? Zev. All right, so if you want to send new people to the daf, you go to joindafyomi.com. We only have a week left to the new Masechta. Now, if you're a regular member of the shir, you go to growtheshir.com. And here's a big one. You can take advantage of a new program. If you're part of the shir, you can ask for more Gemaras at growmdy.com. It's like, I don't know why. There's a website for everything. growmdy.com. You go there, growmdy.com. 18 people took advantage already. Now, I'm not saying, again, you don't have to be David Address who took like 50 Gemaras and set up a stand in the middle of either setting up a stand. I don't know if he did it already or not. 50 Gemaras. There's a guy from Baltimore. I forgot his name. Yeshua, what's the guy from Baltimore's name? Reuven Klein from Baltimore, he donated 20 Gemaras and requested 20 Gemaras he wants to give out to his friends. I'm not saying you should donate either. There's people that go out of their way to have other people learn Torah. Listen to this, Rabbi Isai. I want to read this email. This is a good one. By Mark Furman. A few weeks back, my chavrusa Yitzi Hollander invited a bunch of friends over to his house to celebrate his first Daf Yomi Shir Siyum on Beitza. During the Siyum, he said he was hoping to inspire some of us to also learn daf. And of course, he gave a shout out to MDY. I pulled out my luach to see when the next Masechta Rosh Hashanah would finish. And the Hashgacha Pratis really hit me. Every year for the last 15 years, my chavrusa and I learn and make a siyum at a Seudas Haidah that we make to celebrate my son's refuah from pediatric cancer. Ewing sarcoma, I think it's pronounced. His final surgery to remove his port after many months of chemo was on Zion Kislev, and we usually make the Suda on Matzis Shabbos or Sunday following Zion Kislev. This year, we had already picked Matzis Shabbos for the date of Suda. Amazingly, that is the same day that Siyum Rosh Hashanah was falling out. What a sign. I'm now an MDY convert and looking forward to my first Daf Yomi Siyum. Thank you for keeping me going. I guess he means he's done other siyum. This is the first daf yomi siyum. Shruli Furman, you're not going to believe this. RL 245, what's Hempstead, New York? Shalom Aleichem. RBS 62. Manashma. Everybody has a number here. That's it. What's your number? Huh? YK. YK 1. You're the first chavrus. Hi. I just got my Shabbos papers and was excited to see the Jewish Views cover page with Reb Eli's picture. I look forward to reading over Shabbos. I got a bunch of emails like that. I guess there's a paper called Jewish Views that goes around Brooklyn and the Five Towns. Big article. Yeah, I ran out of places. I would like to congratulate Nachman Seltzer for convincing a good old friend of his from Yeshiva, Mr. Fried, to join the daf. Is it true? You have no idea what he's talking about. Blank look. He's makrish. He's not saying yes, not saying no. I don't know. Now, your boy should get a MDY Gemara, he says. Mark Brexkin. I don't know. It's not true. Saying, this, I don't know. As I state, made it up. You're not getting a free Gemara. You get the guy, but you didn't get a free Gemara. Today's shir, sponsored by Shmuel Heft, in honor of the Daf Yomi Committee and that solo members who push our bots at Torah and our dearest new Magi Shir. We wish my dear Chaver Mordechai Shloim Pinchas Tuvia Olav Shalom. Ben Avro Moshe Peretz near Yo Kopman. The Sefer Zor Shana dedicated by Yosin Esniel Baim and Tehila Ruvain. Lili Nishanas Beli Tzipori Bas Reb Ruvain and for Schus Shidduch for Tehila Sor Bas Esther Leo. Paris Achoydesh Kislev is sponsored by Yoili. Lili Nishmas, new one. Doiv Pinchas Ben Moshe. We gotta shorten these up a little bit. Lili Nishmas Ruchama Chaya Fruman Bas Doiv Pinchas and Lili Nishmas Achil Shrago Ben Avram Alevi. And by Richard Klein, my mother Nechama Bas Kolev. That's a good one. Nice and sweet. By Richard Klein, Nechama Bas Kolev. Yoili, you gotta learn how to do it. By Yisrael Goldstein, celebrating my 600th day learning the daf with the Rebelli. And it's my Goyish wedding anniversary. Above him, Chassid knows when his Goyish volume. Remember the 5th of November. Charlie side. Yard side of my sister, Peril Bas Rav Yosef. Also, the birthday of my brother-in-law, Alan Hamer, RL, Rockaway Lawrence, 53. By Chaim Levitin. Refuah Shleima for Gershon Yosef Ben Rachel. Yeah, he's right over there. Who's that? Don't tell me COVID. Huh? Don't tell me COVID. No. Okay. Worse than that. Okay. Should have Refuah Shleima, Gershon Yosef Ben Rachel. Jack Nussbaum. Yosef, how did you allow this?
No, I didn't. You can just say the numbers.
Jack Nussbaum, who's F217, Akin Chodesh and Arnav, Wednesday morning, Chevra. Avrumi Sher, Yaakov Mo, Effi Zuller, Benzia Mendel, Yitzi Radzik, Effi Zweigenhaf, Moshe Perlman, and Chaim Schlufrak, Dori Farkas, no, I'm kidding, Benny Warftig. It's geschmack to do the daf. Yosin Chai Statement, Lilu Nishmas, Chai's father, Alta Chaim Ben Yitzchok, Isaac Bidenstock on his 7th yard side. Shlomo Sasha, thanking Avi. Wow, it's a long. What time is it? 00. Okay, we got all day now. Avi Yoni Berger for pushing me to do the daf. Thanking Avi Yoni Berger for doing it. And of course, my brother Yosef leading by example. Shout out to Moshe Tischler as well. What is going on here with these long things? Who's been pushing me? So glad I got involved. Yeah, no, there's going to be a limit to the letters. This is coming. It's coming, everybody. This is coming. May it be as chus for the health and parnasa. Hashtag Yishmak to do the daf. By Naftali Berger. Hatzlocha for Benny Berger. All right, Raboisa, here we go. We got 10 minutes. Wow, it's late. Okay. Here we go. We're holding by the Gemara part, by Daf Chavav and Beis. I made for you a beautiful chart, a cheat chart. This is going to explain the entire sugya. Here we go. In the Mishnah, we learned that according to the Tanna Kamma, Rosh Hashanah's Shofar is straight, and there's a Gzeirah Shava from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, so Yom Kippur is straight. We're going in red now, just the red. Tanna Kamma is red. Rosh Hashanah is straight, Yom Kippur is straight. Now, Tainus, you have to know that it's not Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. A guy could show up and start blowing, people are going to get confused, and they bust it, so you got to change it. So you do a kafuf, a little bit of a bend. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Rabbi Yehuda says on Rosh Hashanah, it's bent. But I don't hold of the Gzeirah Shava, so therefore, I don't have a bent one on Yom Kippur. I have a, and now, by the way, Yom Kippur means Yovel, right? Yom Kippur doesn't mean a typical Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur means once every 50 years. What exactly Rabbi Yehuda holds by a tainus is not 100%. Some Rishonim say that it should be the opposite of Rosh Hashanah. Some say not. So I just put a question mark. I'm not getting involved. I'm not passing like any Rishon. Question mark. What we're going to learn right now, those are the two shittas we learned. We're going to learn Reb Levi. Reb Levi says, I hold like Rabbi Yehuda that a shofar on Rosh Hashanah has to be bent. But I also hold, like the Tanna Kamma, that there's a gzeira shava between the two. So I dance on two chasanas. So first I'm going to pick Rosh Hashanah like Rabbi Yehuda and do a bent shofar. But because there's a gzeira shava and there's a comparison between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, I'm going to continue and just do Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur also has a bent shofar. And a tainus has to be the opposite of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So we do a straight one. That's what we're learning right now. I'm Rabbi Levi, mitzvah shel Rosh Hashanah. Shvishel Yom Kippur b'kfufim. You see right over here, green. Both of them are bent. So I explained the reason why. So Rosh Hashanah is like Rabbi Yehuda, and Yom Kippur is like Rosh Hashanah. And when you have a, we're holding the Chavav on the base, 10, 12 lines from the bottom where it says Gemara. When you're talking about a tainus, you have to make a heker, says Rashi. It has to be different. So instead of it being bent, it's straight. Here, we have the straight one. Why not show it again? Amazing stuff from Ellie Dolinsky. And I blew it yesterday. We don't have to... I blew this one? Yeah, okay. If you ask a question, that's it. You're done for the rest of the year. You sure you want to ask this question? Okay, but that you only got one for the rest of the year. Okay, next. What's the question? What kind of animal this is? We said it's the onyx. Oh, this is not ibex. O-N-Y-X or something. It goes like this, by the way. This way. And this would be the same thing. Let's see how this would look on me. It's not bad. It's not. Don't think it's like this. Okay, that doesn't work. All right. Zok di Gemara. What's not? We learned in the Mishnah. We just learned in the Mishnah, right yesterday, and the Shir. Everybody's paying attention. Oh, I missed all these emails again. Yael Pashut, a wild mountain goat. Look at his straight horns. So how are you telling me that it's kafuf? It's bent. It's Pashut. It's straight. Says the Gemara, he holds like this Tana. Doesn't say the name. Doesn't say Rabbi Yehuda. This is not Rabbi Yehuda. I'm there. But Rosh Hashanah, how are you talking? There's a Tana called Rabbi Yehuda that a Rosh Hashanah you use the male bent one. And on Yovel, which is Yom Kippur, you use a straight one. So how come Levi doesn't say straight out, I hold like Rabbi Yehuda? Because he doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Look. It's not equal. Here he has both of them bent. And Rabbi Yehuda says one is bent, one is straight. On Yom Kippur and Yovel is straight. Says, I would think that he holds everything like Rabbi Yehuda. So you're like, no, he argues with Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, but my Kamifligi, what's the source of the Machlokes? Marsov Rabbi Yehuda holds Rosh Hashanah Kamet Chaya finish Daite. So you might have to take out the word Daite. Because simple reading of the Gemara is with the way we have the Giras is on Rosh Hashanah, you bend your mind, you're Nichna Takash Baruch Hu, great. But that's not what Rashi says. Rashi says you bend your body, you're bent over. You're in a position of Hachna, literally, physically. Tfei Mali, so therefore it makes sense to have a shofar that's bent. Will be Yom Kippurim, but once every 50 years. I don't have Gzeira Shava to compare it, says Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, Kama the Pasha Dinish Daitei Tfei Mali. It's straight. I'm giving out a message to the Olam that it's Yovel, free your slaves. It's supposed to be straight. Umar Sovar and Rabbi Yehuda hold Rosh Hashanah Kama the Pashat Inish Daidi Tfei Malik. Sorry. Tanakama holds that to be straight, you're straight up. And there's a Pasuk Rashi brings a Pasuk Nisa. Livaveinu el kapayim, you go like this to Hashem, you're like looking to the Takash Baruch Hu, you're standing up. Umar Sova, Rosh Hashanah, Kamet Boshin, Shdaite, Tfei Mali. And the other one was the Rosh Hashanah. When you're straight, it's better. And it's Gzeiras Shava. That's why you go from Rosh Hashanah straight. Gzeiras Shava to Yom Kippur, also straight. Ubetaniyos. But when it comes to Tainis, it's kind of how you finish, and Rashi sticks in. I want to make it different. I want to heker. So Mela, this is the Tanakama. Straight, straight, bent. Why do we do bent today? Because we're passing like Rib Levi. Like Rib Levi over here, that it's bent. And as we learned before, that it's better to do it out of a ram because it reminds HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Akedas Yitzchak. And that's why we have this. This is how it is. Not cut. Okay. This is what we used, the one of the ram. Tap of Chav Zayin Omer Aleph. Upiv Mitzupazov. In the Beis HaMikdash, in the time, they had a shofar that its mouth was covered with gold. If you covered it with gold, if you put it over here where the mouth is, it's possible. And if you don't put it where the mouth is, then it's kosher. How come it says in our Mishnah that you put it where you cover it with gold, where the mouth is? So it could be the pshat is not so much like this thing, but where your mouth finishes, that's where the gold starts. I mean, you don't put the shofar in that mouth, but it would be somewhere over here, closer over here, but obviously not where your mouth goes. What is the problem with your mouth being on gold? What does that mean? You're saying, everybody's saying two different things here. What are you guys saying? What are you saying?
I'm saying that it's not the air going through.
You're saying it's a chatzitza? Or you're saying something else? Oh, so he's saying, and I think that... What? No, so... Some people learn in Rashi that it means chatzitza. You're not putting your mouth on the shofar, you're putting your mouth on gold. But some people learn, even in Rashi, that it's a different sound. It's the sound of gold. You're blowing with gold, you're not blowing with the shofar. It's a problem in the sound, not as much as the chatzitza problem. I think that's what you were saying. Okay, ushtei chatzoshes min atzdodim. So we have... let me have that one, please. By the way, this I don't like. I'll tell you why. This I think is possible. Ellie, do you think this is possible? Come here. Say Shalom Aleichem to the Olam. Ellie Dolinsky, Rabbi, here he comes. No, bring him out. Get over here. Belly. Shkoyach for all the shofars. He has his collection. And not only that, he's been talking to me about it for at least 2 weeks. He said, by the way, there's a daf coming up. I want to get it. That's how it should be. If somebody knows about a prop that's good for the Olam, let me know. Shalom Aleichem, Rebelli. Shkoyach. Look at this chash of a guy. Do you think this is kosher? No, get over here. Get over here. Do you think this is kosher?
We'll see some.
I think this is not kosher. I'll tell you why. Because the silver comes on top over here, and that's a problem. If the silver was down, but over here it goes mamish into the shofar, I think that's a problem. Yeah. Now, hold on. I don't know how to blow this. You want to blow this? This is a chatzoitzer. This is a mini trumpet, right? Yeah, you showed me you did.
Not a good one.
Go ahead, because the shofar doesn't matter. All koilers are good. There you go. Shalom Aleichem. I can't do that. Yeah. That's... So now, we're talking about chatzoitzers. You have two of these larger ones on both sides, and you have the shofar in the center. And the sound of the shofar goes longer than the sound of the chatzoshes. Ask the Gemara, Utrei Kalei Mi Mishtame? How do you have two sounds at the same time? It's a problem to have halachically two sounds at the same time. Now, just as a side note, we have this problem every day. Where we have the problem? We have it by Kaddish. L'chaira, not more than one person should say Kaddish. Because if two people say Kaddish, it's trei kalei. Certainly, when they're not in sync, and they're saying different words, it's a major problem. That we know. Different uschois, forget about it. Talking about different uschois. I mean, some shuls have that the people saying Kaddish come to the center by the bima, and they get away with one problem. The real problem is trei kalei mishtami. It's not really understood why it's allowed. It became a minhag, and that's how we do it, but it shouldn't be like that. It really, halachically, I believe, one person should say Kaddish, some shuls, they say, you say this Kaddish, you say that Kaddish. Now, the other thing is, once I'm talking about that, is you're not supposed to be marbe b'kadeshim. That's what to say. We're makbid over here. We try to do one kaddish at the end of davening. That's it. Not after Elena and after Shir and after Kaveh. Da, da, da. The new guys don't know this so much. So yesterday, Rabbi Naftali said, "Listen, you're picking on the Yerushalmis a lot." I said, "You're right. I'm gonna be fair game. Today we're gonna pick on the Sfardim." I have this chos. If I make fun of myself, make fun of my wife and my children, I can make fun of anybody. That's my heter. But anyway, the Sfardim love saying Kaddish. No matter what, they say Kaddish. So a guy goes over to the Sfardi, here in this base medrash, and he says, "You know, it says in halacha, ain't marbin b'kadeshin." He says, "Zalacha?" He says, "Yeah." "Ah, itgadal v'itkadash mirabah." And then he goes, "Shezafar ufua nechama, revach v'atzala, lalo." And he's done, and he goes, "Baruchut Hashem v'orach." The guy goes, "Dude, it's mincha now." He goes, "You're not supposed to say kaddish by mincha, baruch by mincha." He says, no baruch by itgadal v'itkadash mirabah. Okay, that's Svardim. Anyway, if you come to Eretz Yisrael, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And they all say baruch. For some reason, you go to Meiriv, six guys are doing baruch at the same time. I don't know why. They all do it. The Ashkenazim, all polite. No, you. No, no, say this. Like 6 minutes, they're fighting with each other. So I didn't, there's no machlois. Everybody together. Baruch Hu. Yeah, okay. Where are we holding? But the problem is that Trey Kali Lo Mishtami. That's the problem. Two people saying Kaddish, two people blowing the shofar and the chatzaitis. What are you going to do with? But Tanya, Zach v'shom edibur echo nemru. So this is very interesting. Got to get these off for a second. This goes over here. By the way, this is l'chatchila. This is a nice picture of a ram. This is what it should be because this is what Akedas Yitzchak was about, the ram. Now, what does it mean, Zach v'shom edibur echo? We say it all the time. What does it mean? So here's a little bit of an explanation. The Aseres HaDibros, one of them, in Parshas Yisrael, Perek Chof, Pasuk Ches, says, Zocher Siyam HaShavaz L'Kachar. You say that. But it says in Dvarim, Shomer Siyam HaShavaz L'Kachar. The same Luchas. Which one is it? Is it Zocher Shomer? B'dibur Echad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it in one shot. And so, do we hear or not? Says the Gemara, Zach v'shamim b'divrei echad nemru, Mashein ha'peyo choy l'daber v'inoy zeh choy l'shmoya. A human being can't say two words at the same time, and the ear can't hear it both at once. So how do you hear two sounds? Here, the Gemara says, you cannot hear it. So how do we hear the chatzos in the shofar? L'kach ma'arech b'shofar, therefore, says Gemara, the shofar sound is longer, you're right. You can't hear it together with the chatzos. The trumpet stop, the tekiah continues weiter. L'meimer d'chishom ha'soif tekiah, b'loy tekilas tekiah yotza. So are you telling me that all you need to hear is the last part of the tkiyah? So then I can infer from this, if I can hear the last part, then I can hear the first part. If I walk out of the middle of a guy's tkiyah, I'm yaitz. All I need to hear is whatever the shir is. So that's a problem. Why? So in those days, they used to do tkiyah, trua, tkiyah. That was it. Zechroinois, next, machoyois, tkiyah, trua, tkiyah. So what happened was this guy, he tried to... It wasn't enough for him that all he had to do is hear three koilos and he's out the door and he goes home. He didn't chap that later generations are going to do hundreds. So he goes, tkia, trua, tkia, and he goes a long one and he goes, okay, and that's two. One for the first set, and now I'm going into malchuyos. Half of my second tkia is going to be the first one for the malchuyos. Yeah? You're looking at me like I'm crazy, Jonathan. What's going on today? Yeah? I am, but nothing to do with this, right? Okay. Again, he said he did a long tkiyah for both. Zakti Gemara, Toshma tkiyah l'toich habor, or l'toich hados. No, not there. Sorry. Wrong one. Okay. Talk about Rishayna. He did the tkiyah for the first set, and then he did a trua. Umashach bashnia. And then when he got to his third call, which is the tkiyah, kishtayim, he did it twice as long. And biyadei alachas, you cannot use one tkiyah for two sets. Amai, tisalikli betarte. It was so long. If all I need is the end of one or the beginning of the other one, so now he did one long one, it should be two. Says Gemara, the obvious answer. Pasuki tekito ma'adadi loy paskinan. I can't split one and a half. If you took a half, that's okay, but I can't use one as two. Toshma hatoikei alutoi chabor. If there's a person inside, or no, let's say there's not a person inside. Is there a person inside? We'll see. Person blows a shofar into a pit or into a dus, which is the same thing as a pit, but it's outside of the ground. Inside a barrel. I was wondering, why in the world would somebody be in a barrel? And some of you might relate to this, some of you might not. This is the reason. There are people that hang out in barrels. Azoyez, I have no idea what that is. Shkach shamati. There are people that hang out. I didn't understand. Then I chap. Yeah, there's such a thing. People do hang out in barrels. Im kol shofar shoma yotza. If you heard the actual shofar, great. But if you heard the echo of the shofar, you're not yotza. Am I? Every echo starts off with a straight sound. Before it turned into an echo, there was a sound. Only after the sound hit the wall and came back was there an echo. So let him be yotza with that sound. So the answer is, when one person does two sounds, loy mishtami, mitre gavre mishtami. But if two individuals put out two sounds, you could hear it. Ask the Gemara, mitre gavre mi mishtami, is that true? V'atanya batoyro echad koyro echad mitargin. In those days, there was a bal koyro and a guy that used to translate to us. We need a translation to this translation. I have a great chumash from Moshe Vahadar that has the Hebrew underneath the targum. If you get mixed up, you don't know the targum. But in those days, Targum was their language. So the Bakari stood up. They didn't understand Hebrew. Stood up, said a pasuk, and a guy translated. Now, if one guy translates, great. But if two guys translate, not good. And by the way, that's another pet peeve of mine. In Shul, many times, this past Shabbos, Nor Yavayim, the guy sitting next to me is doing Shnayim Mikra together with the Balkara. But he's louder than the Balkara. I couldn't hear the Balkara. He's like, and he's like a little off. Or the guy in Shmoneh Esrei. You know these guys in Shmoneh Esrei? Some guys even in this Shul. They don't realize, they don't chop, that the whole shul hears them. But what's interesting in these guys, that the whole shul hears them, when it comes to the private tefillah, all of a sudden they're quiet. Why? Until I refer to Hashem v'nei rofei, Hashiyeinu v'nei v'sheira, Shema koyleinu Hashem, Rebbeinu shel olam, my daughter needs a shidduch. You never heard that. Never, ever. Also, when it comes to the shidduch, all of a sudden he's quiet, still. Okay, it's also to be loud. It's also. The Mishnah Berurah talks about it all the time. It's also you're staring other people. You're disturbing other people. Also. So don't do it at Kriyas HaTorah and don't do it. You can't have two people. Just rip the Yerushalmis, the Sfaradim, everybody in Shul, the Valkoria, everybody. Zok the Gemara. So the Gemara answers. Holy Dami Elul Seifa. Bahalel. In those days also, one guy used to say the Hallel, and the whole show was Yoytze. That's why the Vilna Gaon does like that. The Gronix, they don't say Baruch HaTashe, they don't say Tzivon HaLikra Yisrael. They go, they listen to the Chazan. Okay, Svardim also. But there's only one Svardim in the room. Any more Svardim today? Two Svardim, Givaldik. But they both are Ashkenazim. They both understand the Havara of Ashkenazim. The problem is that the Svardim don't understand the Havara. That's the thing. They can't stand it. Holy Dami Elul Seifa. Bahalel V'Yalaf Yalasor Koyrim. Why is it that a Megillah, 10 people could lane and you could be Yaita? How also? Alma, the Pshad is keeping the Chavav Yaiv Daite. Since you love it so much, it happens very infrequently. Megillah once a year. So it works. Hachanami, keeping the Chavav Yaiv Daite, you could pick out a sound within two sounds if you love it. And since the Shaver is only once a year, you love it. Krisat Taira, which happens four times a week. So you're so used to it, you can't pick out the sound. So if so, why do you make a long shofar longer than the chatzotzer? You could pick it out. To teach people that the main thing of today is not the trumpet, but rather is the shofar. And when it comes to tainis, it looks something like this. Silver, not gold. Says the Gemara, why in Rosh Hashanah is it gold and here is silver? When you have to bend yourself, it goes with silver, the chsiv, asel choshtei chatzoyshus kesef, which is referring to the tainus. We need to be careful with Klal Yisrael's money. How do we know this? Real quickly, because it says, buy a tzaras in a house, the kohen gives you a heads up that he's going to come there, and whatever's in the house, including insignificant kelim like earthenware are going to become tameh. Remove them immediately because earthenware you can't be toivel. So you see the Torah cares about you, and before he makes all your kelim tameh, he gives you a heads up. And then we discussed yesterday, there's two things. There's Atoyer Chazam HaMamish Yisrael and in a Nius B'mokam HaShirus. Okay. V'boi Seyma Atoyer Chazam HaMamish Yisrael. Hosam Nami Nevet the Kesef. So how come Rosh Hashanah is not made out of silver? Why is it so expensive made out of gold? Afilu Hachi Kovod Yontev Adiv. At the end of the day, we honor Yontev with the best of the best and we do it with gold. Rapapa Bar Shmuel Sovel Mevet Uvde Kimas Nisun. Rapapa wanted to institute in his shul, he wanted to put two guys next to the Batakeya with trumpets. Unbelievable. Says the Gemara Malay Rabba, Eli Amr Eli B'Migdosh. That only applies in the Beis HaMikdosh. Tani Na Me'achi. B'met V'ar Ma'amur B'Migdosh. Al B'Gvulin. Outside. Mokim Shish Chatzoy Tzoris. If it's a Tainas and there's trumpets, ain't Shofar. You don't bring the Shofar. Mokim Shish Shofar. Rosh Hashanah. Ain't Chatzoy Tzoris. There's no trumpets. That's why today, no Chatzoy Tzoris. V'chein Hinei Gribi Chalafta B'Tzipayri. So they made this minigan tzipori. Rebbe Chananya ben Tradi and Besichni. Ukshavado v'etzach chachamim amru loyonoygim kein elo b'shari mizroch u'baharabayis b'vad. They explain. This is only in the Beis HaMikdosh and in Harabayis where we had the trumpets and the shofars together. Omer Ova v'ezer Hashem soon by us. Omer Ova v'yisem v'yishua ben Levi mikro. Where do you see that you need both trumpets and shofars? D'chsiv. B'chatzoytzrois with the trumpets. V'kol shofar. You need both of them. Ori l'fnei HaMelech Hashem. Only the Beis HaMikdosh. See from this pasuk. Only the Beis HaMikdosh. See from this pasuk. Shava Yovel L'Rosh Hashanah L'Tkis L'Brachas. So this is Xer Shava between Yovel, says the Tanakhama, and Rosh Hashanah. For what? The type of shofar we use and the amount of brachas you have in Shmoneh Esrei and Mosav. Omer Shmuel. Omer Shmuel Bar Yitzchok. Kema Matzlinu Noyidna. Today that we stick in the Shmoneh Esrei, Zeh Yom Tchilas Ma'asecha. Today Rosh Hashanah is the day that you started creation, Zikaron LeYom Rishon, which is referring to the day that Adam Rishon was born. Keman, Kirb Eliezer. So we had this machlokes already. The Amar B'Tishrei Nivra Olam, not in Nisan, but rather in Tishrei. Tosfos asks, but we don't pass it like that. So why do we say it in Shmoneh Esrei? Okay, different tirutzim. Moser Ravena, Shavu Yovel Rosh Hashanah L'Tkilu Brachas. V'Yikizay Yom Tchilas Ma'asecha. How do you compare Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur to Rosh Hashanah? And say the same brachas in Shmoneh Esrei, you can't say on the 10th day of Tishrei that today's the day that Adam Rishon was created. Even according to the sheet that says that Adam created in Tishrei, it was the first day of Tishrei, not the 10th day. Says the Gemara, Zikaron Adam Rishon, the Rosh Hashanah Issa, B'Yovel Lesa, Kikotani Ashar, you're right, it's not referring to that bracha, that's not the other brachas. Rav Shishim Reid, Rav Idi, Masni Ochet, the same thing, but it started a different way. Or Rosh Hashanah Yitzchak, Kodesh Nan Shavah, Yovel Rishonah, Tkiel, the brachas, Kiman, the Loki Rabbi Eliezer. The E, Rebbe Eliezer, Kivin the Omar, B'Tishrei Nivra Olam. So he asks the contradiction. He says, but it can't be Rebbe Eliezer. He says that the world is created, Adam Rishon was created the first day of Tishrei. But how could you say it in Yom Kippur? That's not when Adam Rishon was created. The Rishon Issa, we have a lesson. And they said, Kikatani Ashara, says the Mishnah. Official Mishnah sponsored by official Rufu Shlema for Braino, Basianta Dvaira. Shaiver Shin Izdag, B'Dipkoi Pasol, Rabboi Sai. This is, you're not going to believe what I put together here. I hope this works out. I hope it's not a fashla. Look at this. This is a shofar that I glued together. It's different parts. I glued it together. And I didn't try this out. I hope it doesn't fail in live TV. I want to see if I could blow it, first of all. It's made out of parts. And if you don't believe me, I'm going to take it apart in a second. Wow. Unbelievable. It works. I couldn't try it out because it was the middle of the night. First time I'm trying it out. This is dipkoi. You take different shofaris, or you take your shofar. You see where this line is? That's where it's davik. You see right over here. You don't believe me? Let me show you. Look at that. I'm not going to put it back together because it took all night to glue. But that's it. This is dipkoi. And if you davik it, it obviously could make a sound. Yishkoyach Eli Dolinsky sold me the shofar. It was a puzzle shofar. It worked out well, no? Nishlecht. Wow. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Chazi Hashem. I thought it was going to fall apart beforehand. Mamash, what? I didn't try any of it. But I realized that if it's made, I did it with silicone and it wasn't that strong, so. Huh? It's the crack of the shofar. It's a beauty. This is a piece of beauty. I love it. I'll sell now, first bidder, $10,000, right? Look, it's different shofars, white, black. It's unbelievable. How do you put something like this together that even blows? It's a chacham gdaila. Oh, anyway, fine. Shofar shenizdag v'dipkoi pasul. Dibek Shiver Shofar is possible. Now, if you take Dibek Shiver Shofar, that's what we're learning over here, Shiver Shofar is, or the first thing is this one. This is a beauty also. Over here, you have a hole in the Shofar. You see the hole? I don't know if you can see it. I'm going to show you. I didn't try this either, but Ellie showed me. I'll do it this way, maybe. And now I'm going to put my finger on the hole, see if it changes. The kitzer. It's like a flute. Here's the hole. It's hard to see, but there's a hole there. And it, when you put, you glue it in, even if you use the shofar part, it's going to change the sound of the shofar. Now, Rashi doesn't really explain, and there's a machlokes rishonim here, but if you look on Amud Beis, let's turn to Amud Beis and we'll look in Tosafot for a second. Turning to Amud Beis, Chavzayin Beis, sponsored. Oh no. Oy vavoy, hold this for a second. Where's that page? I'm all over the place here. Is the turning of the sponsor? No? Oh, here. Sponsored. Turning of the daf. No more Tilim, Rabbi. So you don't have to say Tilim anymore. Chas v'shalom. Keep on going today, even the daf thing. By Adam Vallis, in memory of my mother, Gail F. Rathner. Wow, that's the Shiva that Yeshua just went to Chicago. He traveled there to be Menachem Ovel and came right back. I've got a Gittel Bas, Pesach, B'chav Rivka, Alea Shalom. Sponsored anonymously, Zchus, for Shal Tamar, Chaya, Bat Zorah, to have Rufu Shlem, B'korev. All right. Nige V'sotmai. Yeah, okay, so let's see. Because this is a little different. Nige v'stamai. Im ma'akev satki apostle. What does this mean? Nige v'stamai. You have this hole, and you plugged it. If it's ma'akev d'tkiya, what does ma'akev d'tkiya mean? So let's go with Tosis, because we don't have Rashi, and the other Rishonim said the exact opposite. But if you look at Tosis, like 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 lines down, it's always 10. Ushami goras behediyim hoya ma'akev kodim shistamai posel kishistamai. The time of the posel came in the steam of Zoom, sayel akol. You saw when I did the thing. When you glue it up, it becomes stronger. That's why it's ma'akev. Some Rishonim learned the opposite. It makes it worse. You over here, no, you're making it better. So the Yishalmi, if you go a few lines later, go like 7 lines later. The loy satmoy ka'amr behediyim Yishalmi, the kosher. This shofar as is kosher. But if I glue it, it changes the sound. That's why it becomes puzzle. You hear what's going on here? As is, with the hole, kosher, flute is kosher. You put something in the flute hole, now you ruined the sound, the original sound that the shofar is supposed to make. Now you made it puzzle. That's Tosis, that's Yerushalmi. I'm sticking with that. Says the Mishnah, we just learned it a second ago with Mario. You blow into the bar, you blow into the dos, or the techapitos, or into a barrel, im kol shofar shama yotzen, kol avar shama le yotzen, if you hear an echo, you're not yotzen, v'chei misho yoyver, achor yabes haknesses. You happen to go by behind the shul. Oy, shoya beis oy, somach le beis haknesses. Or you're in the house, like mom's like Corona. Never understood this from Israel until last year. You're in your house, and the guy's blowing shofar over there, he's going over there. It happens. Okay. Vishama kol shofar kol megillah. You heard the shofar megillah. Im kiven liba yotzav im lav lo yotzav. You have to be mechavin to be yotzav. The guy blowing is mechavin to be mighty, but you have to be mechavin to be yotzav. Abish is shama, vizeh shama. Both heard the megillah and the shofar. Vizeh kiven liba, vizeh kiven liba. If you're mechavin, great. If not, you're not yotzav. Toner rabbanim. Oroich v'kitzro. You have a long shofar like this. This is what happened. You have this. Here's your shofar. Let's see if this works. Not bad. And you take it out. This is not going to work, right, Ellie? This should work. Was I yaitz at Kiyah Shofar with that noise? Yes. All doesn't matter. All sounds work. It doesn't. Now I'll tell you why it wasn't yaitz. What? Who said it was too what? Oh, Leib is right. I'm not Yoitza. Because this shofar, actually I am Yoitza. Look, it has to come out from both sides. Does it come out from both sides? Yes. How much does it have to be a tefach? A little bit more. So some say it's not a tefach. We'll see in a second. It has to be more than the guy. So if you have a large hand, then it has to be, but even my hand, Yoitza. I'm Yoitza from both sides. Okay. So, Yoitza. That sound, that shofar. Tipos of Gerdoy. You scrape. Did I skip Gerdoy, one? Yep. Gerdoy. You take it, you scrape it down to a bare minimum. Vemida Gildoy, one layer, kosher. It's kosher. It doesn't have to be a certain size. Tipos of. If you covered it with gold, if you put your mouth there on the gold, it's possible. Chatzitza, some people said, because it's not the sound of the shayfar, kosher. Now, according to the Rosh, this entire length is considered peh. This part, the narrow part, is. So the gold has to start from up here, over here. All this is peh. Okay. That's the Rosh. Here we go. No, I skipped again. You put the gold inside, puzzle. That definitely changes everything. Put it outside, just the core. If the sound changed, then puzzle. Vimlav, kosher. Nikav ustamoy, we had this in the Mishnah, you closed up the hole. Imakav said ki apostle, said Pshat according to Yerushalmi, if it changes for even the better, apostle. Vimlav, kosher. If the sound remains the same, then it's kosher. Nosan shofar b'toch shofar, you put one shofar inside the other, imkol panimi shama yotza, if you heard the inner one, then you yotza. Imkol chitin shama, loy yotza. According to Rashi, you're not yotza because the inner one is disturbing the outer one. It changes up the sound. Tana Rabbana. Gerdoy, maybe mifnim, maybe b'chutz. It doesn't matter what you remove from the shofar, which layer, the inner layer or the outer layer. You don't have to remain with the inner layer, says the Gemara. You could also remain with the outer layer, kosher. Gerdoy, v'midoy, al gildoy, kosher. Only the very fine layer, kosher. Hiniach shofar b'toch shofar. We just read this. If you put one shofar inside the other, im kol panimi shoma yotza, im kol chitzin shoma leyotza, hafachay v'toka boy leyotza. If you flip a shofar around, what does that mean? The Gemara explains. You're not yoytz. Amar Papa, loytem the hafchei kikituna doesn't mean that you flipped your undershirt inside out. You took the shofar. Maybe it's possible even. I don't know. I don't really. If you boil it up and it's so soft, maybe you can flip it inside out. That's not the pshat. Ela shehircheiv es hakotzer v'kitzer es ha. What's the next word? Rachav. It means that you took this giant. It's unbelievable. This giant thing, and you made it very narrow. And this one, you just blew up like that. My time, okay, it says that you do both. And if you do one, let's see. My time, kidder of Masno, domer of Masno, hevarto. It has to be derech haverosav, the way the animal was born. The animal was born with this coming out of its head. So you can't change it. You can't make this part wide and the other part narrow. The big shiver shiver is possible. Torah banan, hoisav al kol shu. If you add a little bit to the shofar, no matter what, whether or not you added from its type, from the shofar, or you added glue, let's say, puzzle. Nika v'stamai, and if there's a hole and you plug the hole, puzzle. Reb Nosson Oimer, let me just show you what I came up with over here for Reb Nosson, the first pshat of Reb Nosson. Reb Nosson says you need three things. You need ruboy, you need most of the shofar. You need minoy, and you need ma'akev. In other words, according to Yerushalmi, it shouldn't change the sound even for the better. So you need these three things. Let's see if we can find them here in the Gemara. Rasan oimer b'minoy kosher. If you plug it with its own type, the shofar, it's kosher. Shaloi b'minoy, pasul. And if you plug it with glue or something, pasul. That's why my shofar might be pasul, because I use this silicone. B'minoy kosher, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, comes Rabbi Yochanan and says, V'un shinishtaya ruboy. There's another condition. I need that most of the shofar should remain intact. Michlal, the shaloi b'minoy, avapi, shinishtaya ruboy, possible. If you use glue or something, and even if you have most of the shofar intact, it's possible. Ikid the masa la seifa. But some people say it this way, here, and it's going to look like this. Very interesting. I'm glad you stuck around for this. Some people say it like this, and this is what comes out. Not this chart, that you need three, but what's going to come out is that you need one. The bottom one, ma'akev, is very important, but you could do one or the other. You could. All you need is roiv or minoy, but you don't need both of them. Let's see it inside. You can ask the last sefer, shaloi b'minoy, pasul. When do I say shaloi b'mino is possible when I don't have roiv? But if I have a roiv, kasha. Suppose I'm if an impossible. So it comes out one or these two. One of the two is what you need, but you definitely need ma'akiv. You need two conditions, but you can pick and choose. Do you need, you can take the roiv condition with the ma'akiv or the minoi with the ma'akiv, and you're good. Says the Gemara. Think about it. Suppose I'm if an impossible. If you cover the inside of a shofar with gold, it's possible. On the outside, you could do like this if you want, as long as it doesn't change the sound. Bimlav, kosher. If it changes the sound, it's possible. Otherwise, it's kosher. Nizdak la'arkoi, possible. If the shofar was cracked to the width, it's possible. L'rochboi, mishnai bar shir tkiya kosher. But if you're able to hold it, what? Yeah, but we're talking about this. This way it's possible that you. I. It says length by you. Nizdak l'argoy posel. L'rochboy, right? L'rochboy, sorry. L'rochboy. If to the width this way, im nishtayer by shir tkiya kosher. If you're able to blow the shofar with this kosher, v'mlav posel v'kama shir tkiya. What does it mean? The have a shir tkiya. You hold it like this. Some say it means a tefach. It doesn't mean a tefach, and no matter how big you are or small, it's a tefach. Or it just means to say that you have to be able to see, people have to see that you're blowing a shofar, and it doesn't look like you're blowing something out of your hand. So it depends on how large your hand is. That's how you do it. Very good. We'll stop over here. Rabbosai, Motzei Shabbos, Shir is at 7:30 for the next few months. I don't know if it's 2 or 3 months, 7:30. Have a wonderful day, wonderful Shabbos.